In the abbey at Bury St. Edmunds during the 13th century, Latin was the holy order of the day. But the language of the choral chant was supplemented by some other useful phrases and sayings. De fruto, meaning to brew. Fermento per septem dies, meaning to ferment for 7 days. This was particularly important when most beers were fermented for a mere 3 or 4 days. And plus aquae diabitiae fonte si placet, meaning more water from the abbey's natural spring, please. The result of all this linguistic effort was a beer with a deep, rich flavour. Today, Abbot Ale uses the same source of water, the same 7-day fermentation, and is widely declared to be one of the finest real ales around. A view that any novice monk at the Bury St. Edmunds Abbey would readily endorse when drinking his quota of 8 pints every evening. Although at the end of the night, octo pocular quae mihi permissa sunt exorsi et maximo cum gaudio gustavi saporem dulcissimum, meaning I have drunk my allowance of 8 pints and enjoyed its rich deep flavour, could render a novice speechless. Abbot Ale, from Green King.